Hare Krishna, Chaitanya, Krishna, Advaita, Dadar, Shasi, Gaurava, Prabhupada, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa, Gopita, Shama, Sundarada, Sri Vrindavan, Vijayana, Vadapta, Vijayana, Vijayana, Tulsi, Bhakti, Vijayana, Anada, Kodi, Vaishnava, Vrindavan, Sambhata, Bhakta, Vrindavan, all brethren, all glories to some of the glories, all glories to some of the glories, all glories to some of the glories, all glories to Sri Guru, Sri Guru, all glories to Sri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishnavanaya Krishna Sambhulla Vishmana Bhaktivarana Swami Nityanamane. Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatare Shatavane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Sri Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chapter 12, verse 43. Ya,
ya,
chatra,
chatra,
bandhu,
bandhu,
vi,
huvi,
tasya,
tasya,
adirudham,
adirudham,
anu,
anu,
aruchet,
aruchet,
api,
api,
varsha,
varsha,
bhugai,
bhugai,
sha,
pancha,
pancha,
varsho,
varsho,
ya,
ya, abhuvir,
abhuvir,
apai,
apai,
prasadya,
prasadya,
vaikuntam,
vaikuntam,
avapa,
avapa,
ta,
ta,
padam,
padam,
Yakshatrabandur Bhuvitasya Dhudam.
Yakshatrabandur Bhuvitasya Dhudam.
Anparu Rukshera Pivarsha Pugai.
Anparu Rukshera Pivarsha Pugai.
Shatpancha Varsho Yat Ahubir Alpai.
Shatpancha Varsho Yat Ahubir Alpai.
Prasadya Vaikuntam Avapa Tat Padam.
Prasadya Vaikuntam Avapa Tat Padam. Ya Chakra Bandur Bhurita Syadirukham. Anuvaru Kshera Vivasya Pumukhai. Chat Pancha Varsho Yat Ahobi Alphai. Prasadya Vaikuntam Avapadat Padam.
Yachatra-bandhur-bhuvita-syadhyam
Anu-aru-rukshet-api-varsha-pugai
Sat-pancha-varsho-yat-abhobir-alpai
Prasadya-vaikuntam-avapatat-padam Ya chatra bandur bhuvitasya yurudham
Ya chatra bandur bhuvitasya yurudham
Anuvaru rukshed api varsha pugai Shatpancha varsho yat ahobir alphai
Shatpancha varsho yat ahobir alphai
Prasadya vaikuntam avapatat padam
Prasadya vaikuntam avapatat padam
Yashatra bandur vivitasya adiruham Anuvaru rukshet api varsha pugai Shatpancha varsho yat ahobir-alphai Prasadya vaikuntam avapatat padam Yashatra bandur vivitasya adiruham Anuvaru rukshet api varsha pugai Shatpancha varsho yat ahobir alpai Prasadya vaikuntam avapatat padam
Yeah. one who Shatrabandhu, Sanvakshatriya,
Bhuvi,
on earth, Tasya, Abdruva, Adirudam, exalted position,
Anu, after
Arurukshet, can aspire to attain,
Api, even
Varshapugai, after many years,
Shat Pancha Varsha,
5 or 6 years old. Yet
which
Ahobi Alpai, after a few days,
Prasadya,
after pleasing,
Vaikuntham,
Lord,
Avapa,
Ting,
Tatpadam,
his abode. Translation, Dhruva Maharaj attained an exalted position at the age of only 5 or 6 years, after undergoing austerity for 6 months. Also, a great kshatriya cannot achieve such a position even after undergoing austerities for many, many years. Therefore, Dhruva Maharaj is described here as Kshatrabandhu, which indicates that he was not fully trained as a kshatriya because he was only 5 years old. He was not a mature kshatriya. A kshatriya brahmana has to take training. A boy born in the family of a brahmana is not immediately a brahmana. He has to take up the training and the purificatory process. The great sage Narada Muni was very proud of having a devotee disciple like Dhruva Maharaj. He had many other disciples, but he was very pleased with Dhruva Maharaj because in one lifetime, by dint of his severe penances and austerities, he achieved Vaikuntha, which was never achieved by any other king, son, or Rajarshi throughout the whole universe. There is the instance of the great king Bharata, who was also a great devotee. He attained Vaikuntha Loka in 3 lives. In the first life, although he executed austerities in the forest, he gave up Vikudana too much affection for a small deer. In his next life, he had to take birth as a deer. Although he had a deer's body, he remembered his spiritual position, but still he had to wait until the next life for perfection. In the next life, he took birth as Jagabara. Of course, in that life, he was completely free from all material entanglement, and he attained perfection and was elevated to Vaikuntha Loka. The lesson from the life of Dhruva Maharaj is that if one likes, one can attain Vaikuntha Loka in one life without waiting for many other lives. My Guru Maharaj, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, used to say that every one of his disciples could attain Vaikuntha Loka in this life without waiting for another life to execute devotional service. One simply has to become as serious and sincere as Dhruva Maharaj, and it is quite possible to attain Vaikuntha Loka and go back to God in one life. Great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vadura, whatever you have asked about me, from me about the great reputation and character of Dhruva Maharaj, I have explained to you in all detail. Great saintly persons and devotees very much like to hear about Dhruva Maharaj. Purport Srimad Bhagavatam means everything in relationship with the Supreme Personality and Godhead. Whether we hear the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord, or we hear about the character, reputation, activities of his devotees, they are one and the same. Neophyte devotees simply try to understand the pastimes of the Lord and not very interested in hearing about the activities of his devotees, but such discrimination should not be indulged in by any real devotee. Sometimes less intelligent men try to hear about the rasa dance of Krishna and do not take care to hear about other portions of Srimad Bhagavatam, which they completely avoid. There are professional Bhagavad reciters who abruptly go to the rasa lila chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam as if other portions of Srimad Bhagavatam are useless. This kind of discrimination and adoption of the rasa lila pastimes of the Lord is not approved by the acharyas. A sincere devotee should read every chapter, every word of Srimad Bhagavatam for the beginning verses. Describe that it is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature. Devotees should not try to avoid even a word of Srimad Bhagavatam. Great sage Maitreya therefore affirmed herein that Bhagavatam is Samvatam Satam, approved by great devotees. Translation, Dhruva Maharaj attained an exalted position at the age of only 5 or 6 years, after undergoing austerity for 6 months. Alas, the great kshatriya cannot achieve such a position even after undergoing austerities for many, many years. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, whatever you have asked about me, from me about the great reputation and character of Dhruva Maharaj, I have explained to you in all detail. Great saintly persons and devotees very much like to hear about Dhruva Maharaj. So this is just a summary of the story, and here Narada Muni is praising Dhruva. So what was his accomplishment? He was only 5 or 6 years old, and yet he attained darshan of the Lord at that time. Of course, attaining the abode of the Lord was after 36,000 years or so. But at 5 or 6 years, actually, he had got the darshan of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord at that time promised him that goal. So he actually got his perfection even at that early age. However, he ruled the kingdom for 36,000 years, and then became the position of Dhruva the pole star, which was liked by Kunta. Of course, it later mentions that he also then went to the spiritual world. So, but he attained this special blessing as an arrangement to give praise to the devotee. How is it a praise to the devotee? Because everyone knows that there is the pole star up there in the sky called Dhruva. So it is famous because of Dhruva Maharaj. And it is fixed, and all the other stars rotate around it as if in respect. So he is given some special honor. That planet where he goes is given some special honor, and he's given some special honor for his great accomplishments. So what was his great accomplishment? His great accomplishment was that he attained the Lord and the mercy of the Lord when he was such a young person. How did he attain that? Well, two things. One, because mercy of Narada Muni, and second, mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of Narada Muni, he followed a certain process of worship of the Lord, and by the mercy of the Lord revealed himself and brought him to the highest level, in which he gave up his material desires completely and surrendered to the Lord completely. So therefore, the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the devotee were very important for Dhruva's perfection. Of course, if he had not got the mercy of Narada Muni and he had gone to the forest, as his mother had said, he would have done something, some practice of bhakti. But we find here that it was Narada Muni's instructions to him and his mercy that put him in the very exact position where he got the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, therefore, at a very young age, he got both mercies, the mercy of a great devotee like Narada, who's also a Shaktivesh avatar, and he also got the mercy of the Lord directly upon him. So what was his attainment? His attainment was not the kingdom, his attainment was bhakti. He attained pure bhakti for the Lord, in which he was not interested in anything material. So that was shown later where he ruled the kingdom. And then when there were proper heirs to the throne, he gave that up and he went to the forest. And he was not at all attached to that kingdom. So his attainment was not a kingdom, his attainment was pure devotion to the Lord. So this is what is glorified in getting this position on the pole star, where all the other planets and stars go around it in worship. So the whole universe is honoring Dhruva for his pure bhakti, his pure devotion to the Lord. So for Narada Muni is Shaktivesh avatar, empowered with bhakti, to teach bhakti, to propagate bhakti in the universe. So he is satisfied with the result, and therefore he recites these praises of Dhruva Maharaj. So this means that Narada Muni was satisfied because bhakti appeared in the form of Dhruva. That's the special mission of Narada, is to reach bhakti. So he got that special position of great devotion, and Narada was therefore very pleased. And this was accomplished not just by Narada, but by the arrangement of the Lord. The Lord gave him great mercy by which he was purified of his desires, and he also gave him this special position on the pole star. So in this way, the Supreme Lord also honored the devotee. So Prabhupada remarks in the next purport that one should not just read about the Lord, but one should read about the Lord's devotees. So the Bhagavatam, of course, means concerning Bhagavan, but it also is concerning Bhagavata, that is the devotees of the Lord. So Bhagavatam, in other words, not only relates to stories of the Supreme Lord, but also stories of the devotees, because we will see that the stories of the Lord are always related to the devotees. All the different activities involve devotees. So we'll have the rescuing of Gajendra. So obviously the Lord is important in that story, but then find the interesting point is Gajendra, the king of the elephants. He's the one that got rescued. He's the devotee. We take the story of Narasimhadev and Prahlad. So it's obviously Narasimhadev is glorified, but we also see prominence of Prahlad in the story. And we will remember Prahlad in that story as well. Or if you take Krishna, we have Krishna glorified in the 10th canto, but it's in relation to his devotees. So therefore we have Krishna in relation to Mother Yasoda in the Damodar Leela. Or Krishna in relation to the gopis in the Rasa Leela. Or Krishna in relation to all the Vrajavasis in Govardhan Hill Leela. And so in all these different pastimes, it's not only the Lord, but it's the glorification of the Lord and the glorification of his devotees. So these stories show the great mercy of the Lord upon devotees. So in this case, we have mercy given to Dhruva Maharaj. In other cases, we'll have mercy given to Prahlad or to Mother Yasoda or the Rajavasis or Lord Brahma or whatever. In any case, it's not just the Lord, but it's the Lord and the devotees. So, of course, the Bhagavatam always points out that we only attain the Lord by the mercy of devotees. So the devotees are dear to the Lord, and he associates with the devotees in his pastimes. And bhakti itself is produced by mercy of devotees. It is through devotees that this happens. In this way, the whole process of bhakti is related to the devotees of the Lord. So therefore, the devotees are glorified here. And so therefore, Bhagavatam puts an emphasis not only upon the Lord, but also upon the devotees of the Lord. Of course, we also know that the devotee ultimately controls the Lord by his devotion. And bhakti attracts the Lord and controls the Lord. So, in the case of Dhruva, we see that Dhruva's great devotion and determination attracted the Lord, and therefore the Lord appeared. Or in the case of Prahlad, Prahlad's great remembrance of the Lord all the time attracted the Lord, so the Lord appeared as Narasimhadev to show that he was with his devotee at all times. So all these stories with the devotee show how the Lord is ultimately controlled by the devotee, because the devotee has that bhakti. So this is what the Bhagavatam ultimately points out. Ultimately, Bhagavatam is about Krishna of all the different forms, because he's Swayam Bhagavan. But what is the ultimate nature of Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, determined from others? Simply that great mercy he shows to his devotees, and how he is controlled by his devotees. So therefore, he is glorified because he is Damodar in relation to Mother Yasoda. And he takes that position of being completely controlled by her by being tied up. So this is an important aspect of the Supreme Lord, a very attractive aspect in Bhagavan, and especially in Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. So we can never forget the devotee, even though we glorify the Lord. So Bhagavan glorifies both. Both are necessary.
There is a competition between Krishna and the devotee. We can end up both service.
Yeah, definitely.
We have both
competition. Ultimately, Krishna's says that I am a debtor to the gopis. Whatever you have shown as devotion, I cannot show the same amount of devotion. Because you've given up everything. You gave up your families, you gave up your husbands, you gave up your children, everything, and you come to me. I'm not going to give up my parents. I cannot give up so much like you're giving up. So I said, I am your debtor. So actually Krishna submits, he is defeated by the devotee. That's what he said. But of course, all time we know Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan and Jiva is Jiva. But now Krishna takes that position of submitting to his devotee and makes the devotee with. In the case of Mother Yasoda also, he agreed to be tied up. And he was conquered by her devotion. As Krishna, he doesn't. Usually as Vishnu forms, generally this, his power is shown. But as Krishna, he hides that. It's hidden automatically by his pastimes and his nature. He doesn't show his powers in relation to his devotees.
My name didn't come in computer. Yeah.